Are you speaking to me, child of man? I suppose there is no one else around you could be speaking to. That's not good. I must be injured if this pain means anything. Will you help me up, child of man? Your benevolence is much appreciated. If I may be honest, I am not sure how I got here. All I remember is a great fall. When I opened my eyes, I was here. I'm sure it must sound strange to you, child of man. I am not exactly from around here. Oh, I'm bleeding. From my back. This is not ideal, I will admit. Hospital. Child of man, I do not think that these wounds are something that human healing can fix. They must heal on their own. I appreciate your concern, but I will not be going to a hospital. I will heal just fine on my own, in time. Go with you. What for? Child of man, I am not a being you should be concerning yourself with. You should continue on your way and forget that you ever saw me. It would be best for both of us. It's not that I do not appreciate your offer. Do not mistake me. I do not want to make things difficult for you in the future. I will be... fine. I appear to be in a worse state than I thought I was. Though I deserve this. Do not worry for me. This is my punishment, and it is mine alone to bear. You should not concern yourself with me. It would be best for the both of us if you just leave me here. Return home and forget about me. You are rather stubborn, child of man. Are all humans this way? There seems to be no choice but for me to go with you, if you are so insistent. Fine, then. I will allow you to assist me for now. Where will you be taking me? If you are absolutely sure about this, then I can accompany you to your home. It seems that there will be no persuading you otherwise. Allow me to lean on you, child of man, for I am not quite used to these legs of mine. Oh. I apologize for making this so difficult for you. I also apologize for ruining your clothing. I did not realize that my wounds would be so... Well, I hope that I will be able to repay you for the damages somehow. But if I sit down, I will surely stain your furniture. I have already made enough of a mess of things for you, without ruining your sofa. Now where are you taking me? Are all humans this pushy? I see now. A bath, yes. That will take care of the problem of getting stains all over. But do you suppose I should wash? It would probably make it easier to deal with the bleeding. Fine. Child of Man, do you mind drawing the bath? Warm water would be best. Thank you. Where should I put my robe? You are making a strange face, human. Is there something wrong with my appearance? It may be a little strange for you to see me in such a state. I apologize for not being more considerate. If you are uncomfortable, I will be fine bathing on my own. Is that what you would prefer? Well, do not worry about me. I'm capable of bathing on my own. But I may need your assistance afterward with the wounds on my back. I hope that is not too much to ask of you. Thank you, Child of Man, for your help. I will call for you when I am finished here.
Human, are you out there? I may require your assistance.
Is there something I may use to dry myself with? I apologize for the residue in your bath. I will do my best to clean it once my wounds are tended to. I do not wish to leave you with a bathtub rimmed in black. Thank you. I'm sorry for burdening you like this. Do you have something I might wear? I do not wish to make you more uncomfortable than I already have. I'm burdening you enough as it is. Yes, that should be perfect. Thank you, human. Is there something wrong with me calling you that? Shall I stick to calling you Child of Man? I did not mean to offend you. I was simply making an observation. I will refrain from calling you human from now on. I see. It seems that I have only confused you further. I apologize for that. I am unsure how much I can tell you, but I will do my best to explain once my wounds are taken care of. You wouldn't mind assisting me with that, would you? Yes, I think that bandages should suffice. The wounds are as clean as they can be. There is not much else that can be done beyond letting them heal on their own. I only ask that you please be gentle. The wounds are still tender. It may look a little odd to you. I am certain that you will not have seen wounds like these before. I will tell you what to do, so please make sure to listen with care. Oh, they look worse than they are, I assure you. Just be careful. They are still very tender. How observant of you. Yes, they are vestiges of what was once there. This is my punishment, and I must bear these scars. But do not pity me, Child of Man. I do not deserve your sympathy. It is enough that you are assisting me like this. I'm sorry. I will try to keep still. It stings. I was not expecting it to hurt so much. No, I should have. Of course, it would hurt. when a part of your body is wrested away from you. Please continue. Yes, these stumps, they are all that remain of what was once my greatest pride. They were taken from me when I was cast out. I will mourn their loss for the rest of my life. I see that you are still curious. Well, child of man, these stumps were once my wings. I was forced to surrender them when I was exiled. They were torn from my back and burned before my eyes. It was the last thing I saw before I fell. I must sound strange to you, child of man. All this talk of wings. I must sound delirious from blood loss. But I am sure you believe me, at least partially. How else would one explain these stumps on my back or the odd color of the blood from my wounds? The simple answer is that I am not a human like you, but some other being entirely. Many human cultures have names for beings such as I. You may know us as angels, though there are many kinds. I am, was regarded as a tutelary being, a guardian angel, but no longer. I have lost that title and honor, just as I have lost my wings. Oh, have no pity for me, child of man, for I do not deserve it. My punishment is justly received. It is hard to explain. All I will say is that I fell through no one's fault but my own. The fact that I am still alive is mercy enough. I deserve no more than this. Even your compassion is hard for me to accept. Do not take this as me being ungrateful. I do appreciate your kindness, though I am sure I do not deserve it. You are quite kind, child of man. Your understanding is, well, it is more than I could have asked for. Though I am loath to admit it, if you had not stumbled upon me, I may not have been long for this world. I am indebted to you. Oh, you have finished. I hardly even noticed. Thank you for your assistance. If you do not mind, I wish to get dressed now. I'm grateful for these clothes you've provided me. They do not irritate my wounds as much as I thought they would. I continue to have things to thank you for, child of man. Yes, of course. I will sit with you. Did you have something you wished to ask me? You look like you have many questions. I had expected this. Yes. I was a guardian angel. Guardians are a little different from the other orders of angels. I mentioned that guardians are tutelary beings. Our sole purpose is to act on behalf of the Creator and her creations. We look out for humans at the Creator's instruction and may have opportunities to manifest in corporeal form. It may sound like we have the agency to interact with the human world, but that is not so. There are very rare cases in which we are allowed to intercede in human affairs, and all of these cases must have express approval from the Creator or a representative on her behalf. To interfere unbidden in human affairs, it is a grave offence to the Creator's design. Guardians who neglect their duties are punished just as hardly as those who act without permission. I suppose you could call the Creator a god. She is not the sole deity, but she is the one in charge of human affairs. Her appointment to the role is relatively new, and she has been overseeing human affairs for a mere few millennia. Oh, of course there would be more than one deity. The extant realm is too large to be governed by one being alone. Even the duties of angels are too broad to have only one designation. But the affairs of the heavens are far too complicated for human understanding. I apologize for being unable to properly answer your question. I am now fallen. Yes. Many of my powers have been stripped from me. I am little more than a mortal being now, though still not exactly human like you are. You recall the color of my blood, yes? Yes, it is rather sparkly. Though it is largely black now, it was once golden in color. The blood of angels is much like the blood of other celestial deities in that it contains ichor. You may be familiar with the term, as it has appeared in human religious texts for thousands of years. The ichor in the blood of angels gives it a golden color. In higher beings, the color is more of a translucent blue. But when an angel becomes fallen, the ichor in their veins rots and becomes black, as you saw. The physical properties of ichor are lost, and we fallen become more human-like. I am not quite mortal, more mortal adjacent. My lifespan will be much longer than the average human. I will not become ill or injured as easily, though it is still possible. I can be killed, though it will be difficult for mortal hands to do so. Am I making sense to you? You are quite clever, child of man. I did not anticipate that you would understand so well. The fall. A difficult topic. How to put it in terms you would understand. Falling is... it's not a pleasant experience. I would not wish it on anyone. It is humiliating. It is painful. And it is irreversible. Once an angel has fallen, that is it. There is no return to the heavens, and no regaining of one's abilities. An angel is stripped of their titles, their abilities, their wings, and their name. Yes, their name. Names carry great power in the celestial realm, just as they do in the human world. An angel's name is their identity. Without it, we are nothing. When an angel falls, they become known only as fallen. They do not remember their name, nor who they once were, but they will remember that they are fallen, and it will plague them for the rest of their life. That is part of the punishment of the fallen. Oh yes, it hurts. An angel's very being is torn away from them, leaving only painful emptiness behind. Angelic characteristics are wrenched away, the wings wrested from the body and burned in the holy fires. All of heaven is there to judge the one who has fallen, and then, when the angel becomes nothing, they are cast down to another realm. They can never return to what they lost, but they will always remember the pain of the fall. That is correct, child of man. I no longer remember my name, nor my titles. All I remember is that I was a guardian, and that I failed in my duties. I broke the cardinal rule of non-interference, and received a just punishment for it. I will never see the light of heaven again, and I will now spend the rest of my life here, mourning what I lost. Regret. Do I regret this? I'm not sure. What a curious question. I do mourn what I once was. Yes. But if I could do it over again, I think I would still make the same choice. This must mean that I do not regret what I did. Yes? If knowing that I would fall because of it, I would still make the choice to interfere against the Creator's wishes? Yes, then I suppose I do not regret it. I do not see how I could, even if it led to my fall. It does not matter what is fair or right, child of man. All that matters is that I failed in my duties, the very duties assigned to me by the Creator herself. It's not my place to decide what is fair or not, nor is it my place to dispense justice. As her servant, I can only accept the decisions she makes and nothing more. Do not be upset on my behalf, child of man. I'm not deserving of your sympathies. I made my choice, and now I must accept the consequences. I do not regret it, and I will happily accept the punishment I have received. This is all the will of the Creator and her infinite grace. She could have chosen to erase me from existence, but she instead demanded I fall. While it may not seem like it to you, my pain and suffering is a gift and a privilege. I will bear her will with honor and gratitude. I suppose it makes sense that you would be curious about why I fell. Well, if you truly wish to know the reason behind my fall, I suppose I do not mind telling you. All I ask is that you do not pity me or get angry on my behalf. This choice was my own, and I must accept the outcome. I was a guardian. The role in itself was an honor, though it was seen as a lowly position from the upper orders of angels. But the Creator chose me and selected my charge. I was happy to fulfill my duties on her behalf and watch over the human she had chosen for me. I did so, happily, for many years. I watched my charge throughout his life, providing guidance and protection when the Creator directed me to. I was always dutiful and never strayed or became idle. But as I grew to know my charge, as I watched him change and grow, I began to feel things I could not understand. I was a new guardian, and this was my first charge. I did not understand what was happening to me or what had changed. I began to search for answers, observing the lives of other humans and their guardians. It appeared to me that what I was feeling was wrong. It was not part of the Creator's plan, and therefore must be stamped out. I tried to get rid of the feelings, ignoring them and continuing to perform my duties as diligently as I always had. But they grew too large to ignore any further, and that was around the time my charge fell ill. The sickness spread quickly, eating him from the inside. All I could do was watch in horror as he began to waste away, dying slowly. I began to question the Creator's plans, wondering why she would do something so cruel to a human like him. Of course, I never spoke these thoughts aloud, but thinking them was bad enough. As my charge withered away before my eyes, I did what should not be done. I attempted to interfere. I showed myself to him in my corporeal form. He was on his deathbed, delirious from pain. I do not know if he registered that I was real or not. Revealing myself like this was a breach of my duties, and that alone was reason enough to fall. But what I did next sealed my fate. Though he was destined to die, and I knew that, I gave him the angel's kiss. I used my powers against the will of the Creator, and gave my charge a blessing. The angel's kiss is not a blessing to be given freely or without direct order. It's rarely used due to its power. But I did it, despite knowing all of this. I knew I would be punished harshly, and did it anyway, because I could not bear seeing his soul marred by the illness that had eaten his body. The blessing purified his mind and soul, offering him protection. But because he was already dying, there was nothing more to be done. He would die regardless of what I did. I blessed him out of my own selfishness, my love for him. And that's why I was punished. Because I did the one thing an angel should not do. I fell in love with a human. I revealed my presence, and I gave him the blessing without permission. And worst of all, I questioned the will of the Creator. For that, I was cast out from heaven and became fallen. My charge. Just before I fell, the Creator deemed that I should see him one final time. Thanks to her grace, I was able to see his final moments. I witnessed the moment his soul left his body, leaving it ravaged by illness behind. His soul was pure and healthy as it departed. This was my final gift from the Creator before I was exiled. Though my beloved was dead, I was at peace. Do not look so sad for me, child of man. Do not waste your tears on my pitiful fate. I'm happy to have been able to see him one last time. I do not regret what I did. I do not regret my love for him. Rather, I'm glad that I was given the chance to love him. So do not cry on my behalf. You're much too kind for your own good, child of man. Do not weep so. You are a kind soul. I feel the same warmth from you that surrounded my charge when he was alive. But please do not cry for me. Your tears are too precious to waste on a fallen like me. Thank you. I hope that is true. I hope that he was able to feel my love, even as he passed on. I'm glad to have met you, child of man. It's nice to be able to share my story with someone. It must be fate that I met you. Yes, child of man. Perhaps the Creator pitied me after all. For if she had not, I doubt I would have met you. Thank you for helping me. And for being so kind. I will never forget this.